Hello, everybody. My name is Kenton DeYoung, and I'm sitting here with my co-host Dylan Fairman.
Yo.
And this is a Patreon exclusive episode of Unsolved Canadian Mysteries. Dylan, how you been?
Swell. It was my birthday a couple days ago, and my birthday party yesterday.
Ooh, happy birthday, Dylan!
I'm 30. You've been 30 a while.
I've been 30 a while.
You're 31 or 32? Or are you turning 31? You're only 1 year older than me, right?
No, I'm 32.
Oh.
My birthday was in February.
Oh, okay. Right, yeah. Your birthday just happened.
Yeah.
Okay, so you just turned 32.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're 2 years older than me.
Yeah, which is weird because we're only 1 grade apart.
Yeah.
So we're Oh, well. We could dissect that, but it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, we won't get into that deeper. Yeah, no, it's been good. And Kenton just got me some really smoky scotch for my birthday. Thank you, Kenton.
You're welcome. I'm nothing about scotch. Oh, so.
I know, yeah. For someone who actually knows shit about alcohol, like, if you guys saw any of the past, what was it? Was it the Patreon Okopogo?
Yeah.
It was probably Patreon Okopogo where Kenton had a big jar of wine. It was not wine. It was grape soda. Just so you know. And Kenton just has a huge fucking glass of it.
Looks very sophisticated.
Yeah, this is California Red. No, but good choice. Thank you.
They said it was the best on the box, but I didn't know. I assume they lie about that stuff.
They say that on every box.
I know. It's tough to believe. Tough to believe these days.
Hard to believe people lie. Taste is subjective.
Mm.
So you can say, this tastes the best.
Are you excited or ready for tonight's episode?
Probably.
Okay.
But I have no idea what it is. I'm just excited on the past experiences I've had with this.
All right. Story begins in 1908, where Thomas Hall marries Camilla Hall. They get married in the United States with two sons, Charles and Fred. They move up to Canada. They have a third son, John, in Lethbridge. They then move to Calgary. They live there together for a number of years until about 1923. Yes.
Do locals call it Calgary, or do they call it Calgary?
Calgary. I think you're right.
I don't know. I actually don't know. I hear Calgary and I hear Calgary.
Well, it's probably the same how we say Regina and everyone else says Regina.
Yeah, but everyone here says Regina. Like, I think if you go to Calgary or Calgary, it might actually be more split. I don't know. Put in the comments if you're from Calgary or Calgary. What the fuck is going on?
So they get to Calgary, or Calgary, and they live there together, the five of them, until about 1923 when they get divorced.
Hmm.
Which is strange for the 20s, right? But
not much divorce back then?
No, but everything seemed fine. Like, there wasn't a big, messy divorce. It wasn't, like, adultery, what I could figure out. It was just a divorce. So two of the sons stayed living with Thomas Hall. Another one, I think, was older, moved out. And then, of course, Camilla moved on her own.
Okay.
A year or so goes past, and they're living... address. They live on 1805 20th Avenue, Northwest.
Okay.
I have no idea where in Calgary that is. I don't know. I think it's by an area called Tuxedo Park, but I don't know.
Tuxedo Park?
Sounds fancy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very fancy.
After the divorce, the two sons, I think, eventually moved out and left Thomas living by himself. And one day in the summer of 1929, the landlord comes to collect the rent, and Thomas isn't there.
Yikes.
Quite a couple of different things for what happened next, but pretty much the landlord assumes Thomas just skipped town.
Right.
He wasn't going to pay his rent. It was Thomas's... older. He was 40-some years old. He was an established businessman. He had a lot of money. So it wasn't like he was just some punk kid who just skipped town to pay rent, right? So
right.
When I read that, I was like, it seems kind of like a weird thing to happen. And this was in the summer of 29, so I don't think the stock market had crashed yet.
Mm.
It was going to soon. Maybe it just had. But just assume he just skipped town and didn't pay rent was kind of strange. In July or June of that same year, after he didn't pay his rent, the landlord reached out to Camilla and asked if she had seen him, heard of him. And I said, no, I haven't seen Thomas in a while.
Mm.
The next month, Camilla sees the newspaper. There's a headline that there was a car crash in North Dakota and Thomas and their son Charles had died.
Yikes.
Way to find out your ex-husband and your son are dead, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
By newspaper.
By newspaper. Yeah.
Dude, that's fucking horrible.
So she's distraught and terror and really upset, right? But, you know, life goes on. People die. She tries her best. And then one day she's downtown Calgary. That's where she works. And then struggles with life. He's doing fine. She says, hey, I thought you were with your dad, and you thought you died in a car crash in North Dakota. Saw the newspaper. Obviously not, because I'm here.
Yeah.
And he's like, I haven't seen dad in a while. Okay. Another son would say later that they read in a similar newspaper, they think the next year, 1930, that Thomas died in a car crash in North Dakota, and so the son, John. But again, John was alive. So two newspaper accounts, 2 years apart, where the same guy dies, different son. Both sons are still alive.
Okay.
Okay.
So I really don't know where this is going.
It's wild. Gets it. So Camilla's kind of concerned. Like, okay, well, my husband, ex-husband, is still missing, right? But the two sons who he was supposed to be with different times are both alive. So I'm going to talk to the police and have them investigate into it. She contacts the police to inquire into this, and nothing happens.
Hmm.
I imagine it could have something to do with the stock exchange falling and people losing their jobs, and a missing guy isn't the top of everyone's priority, right? There was lots of stories about, like, Egyptian mummies, Mexican mummies, Ethiopian mummies. So it's like mummies were on people's minds.
Mm.
So the story just made headlines because it's Canadian mummies, like you said. I think it's great.
Think Canadian mummies would be more common? Is it considered a mummy if you get frozen in a block of ice? That's mummified.
I keep thinking of Yvonne of the Yukon.
Same. Yvonne of the Yukon. Friend to you and me. Oh, that show got canceled a lot.
Yeah, don't doubt it. Well, it starts off with him peeing on it.
Yeah. He's brought back to life because somebody pees on his frozen corpse.
I think it was the dog. Yeah.
The derpy looking dog.
That show, a lot of totally humor in it.
If you're not Canadian, check out Yvonne of the Yukon. 10 out of 10 show.
I think that ends tonight's mystery.
Ooh.
So thank you, Dylan.
Thank you, Kenton. That was dope. That was great.
And thank you for our podcast. Thank you for our Patreon subscribers. As always, my name is Kenton Young, and I'm sitting here with my co-host, Dylan Berman.
Yeah.
This is a Patreon exclusive episode of Unsolved Game Mysteries.